Frequency Cast.
Off the record.
Startup in progress.
Hi there, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
From the Frequency Cast podcast team. We are actually being a little bit naughty at the moment, aren't we, sir?
We are indeed. Now, our boss is actually on holiday this week. As you probably know, we released our main show on Monday, the 1st of March. It's only 2 days after, and we're actually putting out another very, very quick audio file.
And little does he know, we've found out how to operate the microphone. So, off we go!
Now, we are putting this out on the feed. This isn't going out via email. This is just being snuck out on our RSS feed and on iTunes. And it's really to catch up with the interactive mobile phone stuff we covered in the last show. Now, we asked for some help, didn't we?
Yep, we wanted to know what apps people used and whether they had any suggested apps for us.
And people have been very quick off the mark. I'm going to rattle through a few of these now. Congratulations to Mark Taylor, who's the very first one across the line. He's got a Nokia 5800 and he says you can use Google Maps with touchscreen on my Nokia 5800.
And we've got another one here from a listener that uses a Skype phone. I use Skype phone with one of the apps you mentioned.
I also use Jab P Lite
to note my financial records, an Opera Mini to keep www.rememberthemilk.com while I'm out and about.
It's a nice little reminder service, good one. Someone here using an iPhone, Google Earth and MSN are their favourite apps. Would like an app to control the weather. Yeah, wouldn't we all?
I use the Nokia 5800 to have a browse of my local weather using
Psylocke World Traveller and Weatherbug. Another one here, just starting to learn the guitar and playing chord apps on my mobile. Very useful.
Oh, we've got one from Darren Nay here. He uses the Sony Ericsson W302. I use the MP3 player and Track ID.
Someone here with an iPhone 3GS, loving my 3GS with Skype, Facebook applications. Killer apps are Yak and TweetDeck.
And Alan Hart. He uses Flixster, Tube Deluxe, London Bus, Shazam, ASBO.
Ah, yeah, now this is great. Asbarometer. Let's have a very quick look at this one. Okay, so this is the Asbarometer. Now look at this, Google Maps with a load of pins.
Right, okay.
Now where we are, we're just outside of London. If I tap on the pin closest to us, a little meter says
we've only got 23.3% of a moderate level of antisocial behaviour. That's very good, isn't it?
So this is actually the number of ASBOs that have been issued per head in our area. So you can look at any area of the UK and count the ASBOs.
Good, especially when you're looking for a new house. What else has he got there? Logitech, Touch Mouse, and similar for laptop viewing.
He also says Geo Defence is a must-have. That's one of those tower games. Very good. The last one we'll look at now, the Nokia 900. He says here, it's a portable computer. It'll sulk if I call it a phone. My favourite app is Waymo Mapper, so I can use OpenStreetMap.
Very good. There's still time for you to get texting, although we're in a bit of a hurry. But don't forget, the number is 07882 043 521.
Drop us a text and we'll try and mention you in the next official show. Two very quick news stories I want to mention. One of them we covered in the main show a couple of days ago, BBC Six Music and the Asian Network. There were rumours those services may be discontinued. And indeed, yesterday it was confirmed. Director General Mark Thompson announced as part of their strategic review that Six Music and the Asian Network will be ceasing from next year. There's also going to be a cull of quite a sizable chunk of the BBC online website and a number of job cuts, which isn't particularly good news. The proposal is actually undergoing a 12-week public scrutiny period, so if you do have an objection to this, you can go to the BBC Trust website and have your say. Well worth doing. And the Save Six Music Facebook group has now got over 91,000 people.
91,000? Good grief. Quickly, hurry up. What's next?
Okay, what have we got here? Look at this. This is my T-Mobile G1.
It's a lovely phone. I like this. Go on, off you go.
It's an Android phone, and we have got a new addition to the Frequency Cast family. Let me fire this up on the main menu. Now, there's a little icon that says Frequency Cast. We have got our first mobile phone application on an Android phone. Here we go. We fire it up, and there is our news blog in all its glory.
So, hold on a minute. You heard it here first. Yes, Frequency Cast has its own app.
Absolutely.
Is that absolutely?
Absolutely. So here we go. We fire this up and here we have our categories. So just run through this category list for me, Carl.
Most recent, news, latest shows, team blog. Oh, that's a good one. TV and tech help, the forum and contact us. Good grief, you've been busy.
So there you go. Lots of feeds that you can see from the luxury of your Android phone. If you've got an Android phone, and those include things like the HTC Dream, Hero, Magic, Sapphire, the Motorola Milestone that's coming out soon, Samsung Moment, T-Mobile G1, T-Mobile G2 Touch, and the T-Mobile Pulse, they're all Android phones. This should work. Go to the Android market from your Google phone and add our application. Please do. We'd be most grateful.
Well, that's our Naughty Off the Wall show. So, until our next tantalising take on technology, keep an eye on www.frequencycast.co.uk. Quickly run for the door and go. Shut down complete.